Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad that you're here with us this morning. Today's the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. It's going to be an incredible day. I just can tell this week has got magnificent energy around it, and God's just going to do some mighty and miraculous things. Before we start our study today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just come before you and I thank you and I ask you that you would just speak through my mouth of clay, Lord, that you would help me to decrease, that you would increase, and that you would use me to be a vehicle to touch the lives of your children. Father God, I thank you that you have created us to be influencers and you've given us freedom and flexibility, and we don't take that lightly. So, Father God, I pray that you would help us to make the most of every single thing that you've given us. Help us to maximize and build your kingdom, Lord. Help us to be very mindful and observant of everything around us so that we have your eyes, we have your ears, we have your heart, and we use our hands and feet to be your hands and feet. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but this morning I was woke up really, really early by kids. And that doesn't happen in my house because my kids are, for the most part, moved out. My oldest son lives here with us, but he's not a kid and he's not loud in the morning. And so he's an adult man and he's busy about his life. And I heard kids squealing and talking and I heard chatter. And I realized today is the first day that the public schools go back to school here. And this is a new season, and I'm excited by it because it's a season where they're going back to school, which means there's going to be the opportunity for growth and new things and new responsibilities. And God is doing that in our lives, just like he's doing it for the kids as they go back to school. But he's always looking to up-level us. He's always looking to take us to a new level, to bring him closer to him. And he wants us to grow and to increase in every area of our life. And one of the things that I've noticed is any time that there feels to be a stretching, a growing, a time of change, adjustment, enhancement, whatever word you want to use, that a lot of times that is a catalyst for the growth in our lives. And what happens is it keeps us from being stuck. And stuck stinks, right? So I don't like being stuck. Sometimes I think, like I was sharing before we started the call, we went tubing over the weekend. My husband turned 50, and that's what he wanted to do with the family. So we went tubing, and I love tubing because for the most part, it's a slow, lazy river. But there's times where there's rapids, and there's even a chute. There's like a waterfall kind of chute thing, which I absolutely love because I love that kind of thing. But sometimes when I feel like we're in the rapids part of our life, and I just think, Lord, slow down, slow down. But I know that he's going to be there to carry us over the rapids, through the rapids, and we're going to make it to the other side. Sometimes it goes really fast, and then sometimes we're just going along slowly. We're able to take in the scenery. We're able to look at the things happening around us, and we had some fun. We had turtles around us yesterday, and we saw some fish and just had a really good time. We put on some music and just relaxed as we just floated down the river and went our way. But I don't know if you're feeling this or sensing this right now, but I'm feeling that we are about to take off into a new area, that we're going to be going over some rapids. We might even be heading down that chute and cover a great deal of area very, very quickly. And I know that God doesn't want you in a rut. I know that he wants you to be moving forward and getting closer to him. And sometimes, in order to help keep us on our path towards our destiny, God's going to supernaturally open and close doors of opportunity, isn't he? And I can tell you, there are things going on in my life right now that I never thought I would deal with. Some are positive, and some, I just don't know what in the world he's doing. And I just have to take those things, those opportunities, those times, and I just need to keep giving them back to him. I need to keep surrendering those things I don't understand back to him, knowing that I can trust him, that he's a responsible God. He loves me more than anything, and he wants us to be in relationship. But I do know one thing for certain, that in these kind of times that God likes to stir us up. And when he's stirring us out of those comfortable situations, he likes to stretch us because he loves us too much to allow us to live in mediocrity, doesn't he? I don't know if you know this or not, but here in America, our national bird is the eagle. And when an eagle is ready to teach her eaglets to fly, do you know what she does? She takes them to the highest point that she can find, way, 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 way out of their comfort zone. You might feel this exact same way, right? And then she just releases them. All of a sudden, she just says, you know what, it's time. And as the eaglet starts to fall, guess what happens? The mother will swoop down, pick it up again. And she does it over and over and over again until the eaglet spreads its wings and begins to soar in the air. And at first you might think, well, that sounds kind of cruel and it freaks them out. Maybe you've been in that same place where you don't understand it and you're growing some wings. One of my mentors, the president of the John Maxwell Company, Paul Martinelli, he says, jump and grow your wings on the way down. And every time I feel like, you know what? I'm in uncharted territory. I'm jumping and I'm praying to God I grow some wings. I don't even feel like I'm the eaglet where I've got wings or feathers or anything. But I know that God will always be there. And when he sees when I'm going to be in danger, he'll swoop up, pick me up, take me back up to the top, and there we repeat the process again until I can learn how to fly by myself. Now, am I fully relying on myself? Absolutely not. But what I've learned over time is that God will support me. He will direct me. And that's what God wants for you today. He wants you to soar in life. He wants you to feel like that eaglet learning to fly. But know that God's right there with you. You know, one of the things I was reading yesterday, and I was thinking about this in regards to our study today, is that a lot of times we do that with our own leadership and our own responsibility. And we experience this over and over again. And that's kind of where I came up with the topic for today. Are you a dropout or an all-out? You know, God tells us in Revelations 13, 15 and 16, he says, I know what you're doing. I know your deeds. And I know that you're neither hot or cold. And I wish that you were hot or cold. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spew you out of my mouth. That's actually like throwing up. And that really bothers me. I always think about that because I never want to be that kind of Christian. I never want to be that kind of leader. I want to really take on and do what God wants for me, even if I don't understand it, even if I feel like I'm that eaglet being dropped from way up in the air and uncertain if I'm going to actually be able to spread my wings, let alone soar. I need to remember that God only wants good for me, that he wants me to be responsible, and that he wants me to be a good steward of what he's given me. The whole section there in Revelation 13 is this. He says, I know all the things that you do, that you're neither hot or cold, and I wish that you were one or the other, but since you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And then you say, oh, no, no, Lord, I'm rich. I have everything I want. I don't need anything. And he goes on to say, and you don't realize that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So I'm going to advise that you buy gold from me, gold that's been purified by fire, and then you'll be rich. I think he's talking about our character, right? Also buy white garments from me so that you won't be ashamed by your nakedness. The white garments are indicative of his righteousness. And he goes on to say, an ointment for your eyes so you'll be able to see. I correct and I discipline everyone that I love, so be diligent and turn from your indifference. Look, he says, I stand at the door and I knock. If you hear my voice and you open the door, I'll come in and we'll share a meal together as friends. And those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. What I want to encourage you around with this today is that he's encouraging you to be all out, whether it's all out in business, all out in serving him, but trust him and be responsible with what he's given you. It's so funny because he's saying that, you know, he's watching our deeds. He knows what we're doing. And he's saying, you know, you're not hot or you're cold. And what do we say? Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm rich. I have everything that I want and everything that I need. That's completely off subject. But isn't that how we are as people? It's like, oh, no, 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 Lord, you don't know. Look, I'm okay. I'm okay. And he's saying, no, trust me. I'm looking at you. You're not hot or cold. You're not going to be a part of that celebration. You're not going to be with me in heaven. And it's so funny because if we really do get right with the Lord, if we do serve him with all of our ability, we don't ever feel like we would need to be in that situation. You know, I was also thinking about in the Old Testament where it talks about responsibility, because the Lord just says, I was praying about this, that I kind of feel that there must be someone that's shirking some of their responsibility, some of the things that, you know, God is wanting to use you to take you to the next level is dealing around your responsibility. And, you know, that's one thing that a leader can not delegate, and that's the responsibility. He can delegate a lot of other things. But as leaders, we simply cannot give away our responsibility. We need to model our responsibility. We need to teach it. We need to share it. And the thing is, though, that honestly, responsibility is just the ability to meet our obligation. It's the act of being accountable. It's the duty of trust. We need to make sure that we are being leaders who are leaders of leaders, and that we're modeling this, right? And one of the examples that I found in the Word was around King Jehoshaphat. And now he started off to be a great king. He didn't end so great because he got involved in a lot of paganism and things like that. But he started off as an incredible leader and an incredible king. And when he became the king of Judah, he assumed the trust that he needed to, that he was supposed to lead the people, he was going to manage their resources. And one of his greatest challenges came when an army of three countries decided that they would come and they planned to attack him and attack Judah. Jehoshaphat, he faced the same options we all face in any crisis. This one felt really big to him. And he had three countries that decided to form an alliance against him. You might feel like you're in a situation, whether it's in your life or in your business, where you feel like everything's stacked against you, that you've got enemies creating alliances around you, that you don't see a way out. And when we're in time of crisis, we have a few options. We can either give up, we can back up, or we can stand up. And a lot of times when we're in this situation, we find out the quality of our leadership. We get to see, are we going to be dropouts? Those are the leaders who give up and they fail to take on the responsibility. Are we going to be a cop-out? This is where leaders make excuses for why they aren't responsible. Are you going to be a leader that's a holdout? Those are leaders who waver too long to take responsibility. They're always in the process of making a decision, and they wait for everything just to pass them by. Or are we going to be like King Jehoshaphat, where he went all out? And these are the leaders who own the responsibility, and they take action. And this, I believe, is what God's talking about in Revelation 13. So let's look at just some of the steps that Jehoshaphat decided to take at that point when he felt like he was surrounded by the enemies. You can find his story in 2 Chronicles 20. And first off, he did, I think, which was pretty admirable, as he was afraid, right? So he fought his fear. He was terrified, but he didn't let it paralyze him. Fear is the great immobilizer. And all we have to do in the time of fear is we need to do the opposite. Now, the opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is faith. And what he did is he took one step of action. He didn't allow the fear to paralyze him. He stayed calm enough to think. And thoughts are things, right? If we want a different outcome, we need to think differently. Secondly, he sought the Lord. Before he did anything else, he sought perspective by praying and seeking wisdom from God. I know for me, I have the innate ability almost always, if I feel fear, that I don't have, I get emotional. I don't let my emotions simmer down by going to prayer. So I love that what he did is he not only fought his fear, but he sought the Lord. He sought perspective. He said, God, help me to have the right perspective about this. He could have totally freaked out. He was a newer king. All of a sudden, you know, I'm sure that his greatest enemies decided, you know what, this is a great time to take advantage of him because he's new and we can, you know, take the country. But he sought the Lord and sought his perspective by praying. Next, he brought the synergy. He didn't act alone, but he gathered the people to inform them of the issue. Many times as leaders, we're afraid to be transparent and to come before our people and say, this is the entire situation. I'm looking for advice. I'm looking for counsel. I just wanted to let you know of the situation. But I'd like for us to join together. So what he did is he gathered the people, informed them of the issue. Next, he caught the vision. He listened to the voice of the Lord until he knew what to do. And that's one thing, that if you still have some unsettledness or you're not peaceful in your heart, I want you to know that the peace of God goes beyond understanding. That's how you truly know you've heard the voice of God. You'll know that you know that you know because you'll have that peace that goes beyond understanding in your heart. Then he caught the vision. So he learned to hear the voice of God until he knew what to do. Then he bought the idea. He bowed his head and he began to embrace the steps that he and his nation had to take. So even though it wasn't like necessarily his idea, it was what God was telling him to do, he waited and he listened, and then he decided, you know what, I am going to do, even though it doesn't make sense right now to me, I'm going to do what the Lord has asked me to do. And then he taught the plan. So he assembled the key players, his inner circle, his leaders, and he gave them instructions on what each one had to do. And he empowered his leaders. And then he got the victory. He followed through with precision and succeeded just as God predicted because he followed God's ways. So next time you find yourself in a situation where maybe it is that time of transition or maybe uncertainty or maybe you're just in a new time or a new season or something's going on in your life, I want you to do what King Jehoshaphat did. Don't be a dropout, a cop-out, or a holdout, but be playing all out. You can fight your fear. You can seek the Lord. You can bring the synergy. You can catch the vision. You can buy into the idea, teach the plan, and then get the victory. God wants us to be committed 100%. He tells us in Psalm 37:5 to commit our ways to the Lord, to trust him, and then allow him to act. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I kept the faith. I want to encourage each one of you today, if you feel like you're in a new season or an uncertain season, don't be like the people in Revelation that say, oh, no, God, you don't understand. Everything's fine. I'm not poor. I'm rich. Know that we need the Lord no matter what. Play in. Go all out. And be responsible to the level of trusting and understanding the Lord and doing what he says to do. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just love you, and I'm so thankful that we are in this place today, that you're taking us to new heights, new levels, because you've got greater things for us, and we thank you for that. Lord, we do ask in the precious name of Jesus, that you would help us to hear your voice as you're standing at the door and knocking. Help us to open the door. Open our hearts. Open our minds to receive all that you have for us. Lord, I just trust you that you're directing us with every step. We embrace your seasons of change, and we thank you for helping us to grow in every area, Lord. Help us if we're in that place where we're feeling fear. We rebuke fear in Jesus' name, and we stand in faith. Help us to remember to seek you, Lord. to bring in others to catch your vision and perspective. Help us to see your idea and embrace the steps that you're giving us and putting out before us. Even if it feels that we're just dropping and we're not sure what's happening, that we would trust until you would swoop down, pick us up, and start the process again. Help us to learn quickly, Lord, so we don't have lots and lots of those times where we feel like we're being dropped like that eagle. Teach us your plan, Lord. Help us to assemble the key players around us in order to be a leader of leaders to accomplish the plans you have for our lives. And Lord, we praise you ahead of time for the victory in each and every area of our life. Lord, we thank you so much for Carol's new granddaughter. We thank you that there was a safe delivery. I pray for speedy healing from the C-section for Rebecca in Jesus' name. And Lord, you know Desi's got family coming. Lord, we're so excited that you give us family here on earth. Lord, I pray that you would help them to be light, that they would create a savory salt in the lives of her sister and their family that's coming. Help them to minister. Lord, I pray that you'll be with Gloriella as she's making the final preparations to begin her homeschooling, Lord, and with Shell, the same thing. Lord, I just pray that you will help her to understand where you have her in this season with her business, that you would give her understanding, that she would seek you until she has the peace that goes beyond understanding, that she doesn't get discouraged. She doesn't give up, but that she continues to seek you until she has complete understanding. Lord, I thank you that you're bringing our children back to us. Lord, you know the hearts of mothers. Lord, there's several on the call today that they're dealing with addiction with their children. Lord, we rebuke the spirits of pharmakia and witchcraft, and we call back our children to serve you. Lord, we stand on your promise that if we raise our children in the way they should go, when they're old, they will not depart. So, Father God, I pray that you would call back these children, that you would woo them, that you would send godly men and women to speak into their lives, that the blinders would be taken off their eyes, that their ears would be unplugged, and they would truly have a heartfelt experience with you, that they could feel your love and come back to serve you completely. Lord, I just pray that you'll be with Jeannie and her business endeavors, Lord, and that as she's completing this proposal, Lord, that you would give her wisdom and direction. And, Lord, if this is a company that you choose to have her bring salt and light into as well, that you would help her to formulate exactly how to go in to consult, teach, train, and be able to share your word to bring hope. Father God, I pray for these families where there's been suicides. My heart breaks, Lord. I pray that you would bring them comfort, that you would embrace them, that you would heal their wounded hearts. And Lord, that we just rebuke the spirit of untimely death over this company. And Lord, that you would give them wisdom and direction and what needs to take place to shift, to come back into alignment into what you would have for them in their business. Lord, I pray a blessing over Carrie's body, Lord, and we just command it to start functioning how it was designed. We rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you would help her body to heal and that you would help her to give herself grace and mercy, and you would send kind people and understanding people as her body's in process of healing. And Lord, I just pray that if you have things go the direction that Jeannie is anticipating with the Attorney General, Lord, that you would help with supply coordination, Lord, that you would give her wisdom and direction on how to assemble those around her to create the synergy that she needs and the empowerment of the leaders around her to be able to execute this with excellence. Lord, I pray that you will bring forth finances from the north, the south, the east, the west, and, Lord, that you would bring it from unexpected places, that there would be money in the mail, there would be money in contracts, agreements, customers, that would just be in alignment and in place with providing wealth to your children, because we know that we will be faithful to build your kingdom, to tithe, to give offerings, and to move in that direction. Father, I love you, and I thank you, and I thank you for these men and women who are on the line with us today live. Lord, I do pray a special blessing upon them. with their businesses with wisdom and direction and favor to go before them, boldness and spirit to speak to those that they need to speak with, and that it would speak life and truth into everything that they have dealings with, Lord, whether it's people, contracts, situations. Lord, we love you and we thank you. I pray hedge of protection around each family and each business in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. We love you and we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. Amen. Make it an awesome week, everybody. I know God's going to do some amazing things. He's been speaking to me about a season of change for each one of you, and I just pray that you embrace it, that you just love on the Lord, stay close to him, and then also share your testimony with me, or if you've got prayer requests, you can do that on The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook, and know that I'll be back here again next week. Make it an awesome week, everybody.